Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
I once did time at Alcatraz, 10 to 20 actually, and all of it in solitary confinement. So when President Trump floated the notion recently that the notorious prison in San Francisco Bay should be reopened to once again house the worst of the worst, my reaction was pure mafioso. Forget about it. First, about the 10 to 20. Lest you fret that your humble correspondent is a felon with a rap sheet, I'm talking minutes, not years. Many years ago, when I was working for a daily newspaper owned at the time by Block Communications in Monterey, California, I arranged for a private tour of Alcatraz for a piece for our paper's Sunday magazine. The National Park Service employee who walked me around the place asked if I'd like to know what solitary confinement felt like for the unfortunate souls who ran afoul of the rules. Being young and foolish, I said yes. He pushed me inside a cell with no bars and no windows, just a large steel door, which he slammed behind me with far more enthusiasm than I felt was warranted given my spotless criminal history. Instantly, I was plunged into total darkness. This was the hole. It was cold and clammy in there. I felt instant loneliness. Even a rat, though invisible to me, would have been welcome company. I somehow survived 20 minutes of sensory deprivation. Then the door opened. "Your parole came through," the guide told me. He was smiling, but it was an evil smile. I walked out a free man. What a glorious feeling. I share that story because it taught me that the clichés about Alcatraz were basically true. The Rock was where the federal government sent really bad people, a place where they no longer represented a threat to society, a place where bad actors were dealt with harshly. But it wasn't just the hole that earned Alcatraz its status as a legend. Most prisons, after all, had similar conditions, similar methods of isolation for those whose behavior was considered conduct unbecoming. What made the Rock so vile, so punitive, was simply the view. It was spectacular. No better view exists of San Francisco than the view afforded from Alcatraz Island, just a mile from the shore, 1 mile from all the excitement, sights, and sounds of Fisherman's Wharf, the Embarcadero, the Golden Gate Bridge, and Coit Tower. They were forever unreachable for the bad guys doing hard time on the Rock. 1 mile might as well have been 100. So close, yet so far. Was that cruel and unusual punishment? Undeniably, it was both. But so were the crimes committed by those housed there. Alcatraz was closed in 1963 after 29 years of service because the cost of operating it was prohibitive. Water, food, and supplies had to be ferried to the island several times a week. Over time, it became the prison system's most brutal facility. Surrounded by swirling currents, the prison had a reputation as escape-proof, though some still tried. I think we should just leave Alcatraz and the ghosts still imprisoned there alone. It deserves as much.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.